Now, one man's love affair with a musical instrument. The man is Daniel Barsky. The instrument is the accordion. This is from Barsky's CD, Free Reed Odyssey. It's a transcription of a melody from Gluck's opera, Orpheus. Time was, Daniel Barsky was a kid with a squeeze box and a love of classical music. But his love of the accordion was so discouraged that he once took up with a trombone, and then he joined the Navy. Then, years later, he found himself in upstate New York, living happily with his wife, repairing telephones for a living, and his affair with the accordion picked up right where he had left off. The only problem was there was no one else around to share the experience.
I live in the rural area, and finding anyone else to play orchestral pieces with was extremely difficult, particularly trying to find accordionists who would be interested in the same kind of music, and just trying to find accordionists at all sometimes is difficult.
So when we hear you performing Vivaldi's Concerto for Violin, the last piece on your CD, we are hearing you on multiple tracks being your own little Baroque accordion ensemble.
Yes, indeed.
Take us back to when you first encountered the accordion and when you first played it.
Well, I was about 9 years old, and of course, as with a lot of the people in the 50s, you'll certainly know that the accordion was extremely popular back then. There was hardly a city block that didn't have some kid on it playing. You could hear as you walked down the street in summertime through the window. That was getting into the early 60s, and then, I guess to put it gently, there was the weakening of the popularity. There was actually
Well, you were sort of stranded, I would think, at that point between the high art of classical music that looked down on the accordion and the rush of popular music that was leaving the accordion and Lawrence Welk and many others behind.
Absolutely, absolutely. Basically, it was a laughable kind of aspect to be associated with it. So,
music teachers were not encouraging to you about the accordion and classical music?
Actually, there was a particular incident in my youth when I was about 14 where I had the opportunity to have a conversation with a conductor, a local conductor, a very, very fine musician who was a conservatory-educated violinist who I respected highly. And basically, I had thought about the idea of forming a small accordion ensemble and asked him what he thought of the instrument. And he just immediately shrugged that it was not an instrument, it was a toy. And I was somewhat shocked, but also somewhat devastated, I guess, because I had, at that point, at the age of maybe 14, I had invested 5 years or so, which is about a third of my life, in the instrument, to find that, in fact, it was, even by people who I felt knew about music, felt the instrument would be unsuitable for classical music. So by the time I was 15 or so, I basically abandoned the instrument.
This is one of the Erik Satie pieces that you include on the CD.
I think this probably exemplifies one of the aspects of the accordion that I like most, and that is the lyrical quality of the instrument. Although it resembles a piano keyboard, it certainly is more of a wind instrument in that it can allow a tone to hang there like one's voice could. Thank you.
Have you ever had the experience of playing some Bartok or music from Gluck's Orpheus or Dowland or Satie on the accordion, only to have someone say, Daniel, that's great. Could you play Lady of Spain just once for us? On
well, I guess everyone, anyone who has played the accordion would have had that experience. The instrument has been associated so much with folk music, but I felt that the accordion was a neglected classical instrument and one that was overlooked as an orchestral instrument particularly.
This resumption of your love affair with the accordion began about 8 years ago?
Yes, it started out as a very cavalier act on my part by just simply picking up an old instrument and playing some music for my mom, who, of course, enjoyed it when I was a youngster. And it's amazing that it sort of all was retained, or most of it was retained. After 30 years of not having even touched one, I picked it up, and I was surprised to find that a lot of the music I remembered came back to me. And from there, I guess you might say I was myself then captivated by it again, and fortunately had some time to be able to devote to it in this part of my life. And now, of course, my mom, there's probably some times when I might be playing for her when she would rather that I maybe took a break.
Well, Daniel Barsky, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert. It's been a pleasure.
Daniel Barsky's CD is called Free Reed Odyssey.